Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, back up in your ear holes, plural, because you've got two of them. I am alongside the one, the only, Showtime Schultz. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there.
Doing good, doing good. Wearing that that Bound for Glory t-shirt.
Yes, enjoy
it. That was a good one.
Bound for Glory 4.
Yeah, is that a Don West special?
Yeah, you damn right it was a brown bag special. And also in the booth, the man, the myth, the mustache, Cody Goads.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler. That's what I was trying to do, but now I am.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, all right. he's Trebuchet out.
He's the biggest fan. You're his biggest fan, Joe.
Yeah, Trebuchet. Why are you so, like, other people allowed to say his name? Like, we know you love him most.
I
don't
want to. I know you want all the dolls to yourself.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Oh, he started watching, Miz and Mrs., and Dolph Ziggler's in there as a really good friend of the Miz. So, I mean, that just must make you really happy.
I don't want to talk about
I'm sure Dolph Ziggler loves you as much as he loves the Miz.
Okay, sure.
Is that a funny?
How is that show?
It's pretty pretty good.
Miz and
pretty reality show.
Yeah, Miz and Mrs. Yeah, no, it's very you know, created drama and very but I like seeing the behind the scenes stuff of the WWE.
Sure.
The Miz is a character, Maurice is a character.
Yeah,
my mom
like,
enjoys it.
Yeah, yeah.
D likes it.
D enjoys it, yes. I
feel like the Miz is such a ham. He's like cut out for that.
Well,
like,
yeah, it works out good.
He started
actually,
on
yeah.
the real world. The Miz has
he's TV
experience.
He's like finally, I can be back on reality TV.
Yeah,
like
so
this
we've
is
been waiting for 20 years for him to come back, and now he's finally returned. So three claps.
He
for
got
the Miz.
He.
And misses.
And I know you enjoyed the nude photo shoot, Joe.
It was implied nude photo shoot.
Nude
photo shoot. I haven't seen the show, but I kept seeing that like in the previews.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they kept showing those pictures.
The whole idea there was Maurice goes, this is an implied nude photo shoot, and he shows up separate from her and thinks this means he's going to be naked.
He's just,
so he just shows up with his dick
he's
out.
The Miz is just balls naked.
Yeah, they're all laughing at him for being
hanging
naked.
Out with Lil Miz over there.
Did they call it that?
He calls it Big Mike. Just in case you were wondering.
He starts complaining about the size of the sensor bar.
That's
Joe enjoyed that.
Honestly, I might have to. I'm sure Total Divas would like lose my attention pretty quickly. I think the Miz is like clever enough to where like this might actually be watchable.
I have a similar humor style to the Miz, so
yeah,
I feel like
he's just walking around being shmarmy, and I would probably enjoy that.
Yes, but let's jump on to one of the topics at hand. Elias's new album. That came out.
You know what WWE stands for, right?
Walk with Elias! And now sing with Elias and dance with Elias. And,
I believe our resident music expert has a review on this.
Yes, former champion, Patty Pooperson.
Former co-host of this podcast. See season two.
Local musician. She knows how to play about 18 instruments, I think.
Yeah. I saw her, like, choking you earlier,
too.
Yeah,
well,
See season two. I'm sure that happened at least once.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, she's never been on here when I've been on here. Was I her, like, unofficial replacement?
No, in a way.
In a way?
Not in a formal way.
Not in a formal
way. She left before you showed up.
I think we had a two-man booth for like three episodes, and
well, we were just doing these pre-shows.
That's
so
just
be like,
me yelling at Cody Goats for most of it.
We would host it, but we had like eight people with us.
That's what you guys were only doing.
Yeah, we were
we weren't
then when Patty was around. We were doing regular shows.
Okay,
but then
fantasy wrestling and all kinds.
Yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, when she left, then we just stopped doing it and did this.
But you have her review here.
Okay,
let's hear that.
So we listened to this EP. I took down her verbal notes while she listens to it. The four-song EP.
Yes.
First song.
What are the tracks?
The first song is The Ballad of Every Town I've Ever Been To, I believe.
Yeah! Don't play it. You're going to get us sued.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We definitely can't.
No, shut up!
Don't sue us.
Okay.
Letter from Jerry McDivitt incoming.
It's like those bits on like all the other shows where it's like, we can't use any more of the song.
Stop right
we're
now.
Gonna get sued. Okay. Then he goes, Brandy goes, is he playing piano? And then 5 seconds later into the song, Elias tells us he writes the song on a piano. So that's not
that song. That's not that song. That's a different song.
I am reading it from the back. You're right.
Yes.
I should have wrote front back.
I walk with Elias frequently, okay. This does not sound...
This happened 2 weeks ago, so okay. But jog my memory here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
First thing she said then, technically, on this side of the car.
Everybody, forget about everything you just heard.
I wish I could forget it now, is what she said. They put so much on his vocals, like the actual, like, you know, she thinks there's a lot of synthesizing going on behind the scenes, and
I think Elias only sings naturally.
I think it's wonderful, and he sings like an angel, and he needs to win all the Grammys.
Then, and he has a good Patterson message. Asked me about Heath Slater, but said Heath Ledger instead, and we thought that was humorous. And then she demanded 25 cents, because that's what we used to do every time someone did something on the show, they got 25 cents. Then track two. And then she goes, and that track is called Elias's Words.
Hang on. You mean, when I do things around here, I get getting 25 cents?
Only if you demand it.
Oh, well, I'm demanding 25 cents. I should have been talking to Patty about this. My contract negotiations are starting up right after this podcast, behind the paywall. Message me at Showtime Schultz, and you'll hear all about it. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, we also have to give a quarter to Vince for some reason.
I find it cute that Showtime thinks he does stuff on this show.
So track two is Elias's Words. She goes, is this the same song? It sounds like the same song. And then a little while goes by and she goes, yep, Joe would like this.
I love it. It's really good.
Wait, hang on.
The lyrics were unbearably, like, egotistical.
Wait, hang on. She thought that Joe would like it. Was there a hatchet mentioned? Like,
nope. This was a hatchet-free album.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. No profanity in it at all.
No profanity. Okay, then the next track was Nothing I Can't Do. And then Patterson's looking for a Francesca solo, but was disappointed because there was not one.
It was the piano song.
This is the piano song, yes. So then she goes, is he playing piano? And 5 seconds later, he literally says in the lyrics that he wrote this song on piano.
There's nothing he can't do.
Yeah, apparently. Walk With Me was the last song.
Yes.
She said the solo is pretty good.
I don't like that track on this song. That's the one track I don't
like. Only positive thing, I think, in the whole thing. And you don't like it. Okay.
Wait, hang on. Patty likes something that Trebuchet didn't like. And Trebuchet likes something Patty
Shocker.
Didn't like. I, for one, am amazed. And by being amazed, I deserve a quarter.
Like I said, Mustache handles all payments. So,
oh well, I'm not getting. I'm not getting those quarters.
She said, "Is this going to get a Grammy nomination?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe of a comedy album."
Oh, okay. Shots fired!
But she says it may actually win a Slammy, which is actually pretty true.
Yeah.
Are they still doing the Slammies, by the way?
They dust the Slammies off every few
back
years.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You can't do them too close to each other because
they
do it when they're down on storylines. Really,
down on storylines, or they needed a ratings put. I think usually like the network would go, you need like a special episode. Either they come up with a big main event and like a regular episode with a big main event, or they like have like a Slammy special or
Old School Raw.
A lot like those. Really, yeah. The network wants a big push for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can definitely read more of Patty Pooperson's music reviews nowhere, because she is not a music critic anyways.
I would like it to be stated that I did not say that, for that when your sister comes collecting heads, mine will not be one.
All right.
She is number one in reviews and number two in our bowels, because...
Good poop joke. Wow. That is a good poop joke. I'm still afraid for my safety. Your sister scares me a bit.
She has threatened many times to poop right there. Luckily, she never
did. She chokes Trebuchet out one time. All of a sudden, you guys turn into pussies.
I mean, this is probably behind the way paywall story, but like at the Trebuchet compound for July 4th, we needed stage time, and... He's like, Joe's like, go tell Patty. He's like, I don't want to tell her. We were arguing about who had to ask her to use the
dumb. I'm her boss, and I'm still scared of her.
Yeah. We told you to do it, and then you didn't do it. And then I went and did it, and then she didn't listen to me.
That's the Patty experience.
All right. Yeah.
So, Raw and SmackDown.
Hang on. Happened. Three claps for Joe's sister. Seems appropriate.
I guess.
You love her as much as you love Dolce.
Pity claps.
That's true.
They're both equally pathetic. It's fine. So, Raw and SmackDown happened, everybody. You know, did we watch those a little bit?
I saw Raw.
We still, is Raw still unwatchable?
Raw is, so...
Like, Brock was back.
Raw was
Heyman was on.
Raw was not great. That said, we're recording this on a Wednesday, and we haven't seen this week's Raw or SmackDown. I hear this week's Raw is, at least has some very good parts to it.
Yes.
And this week's SmackDown has a fantastic match in it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I will say that right now WWE TV is feeling kind of eh, but in the next few days when we watch these Raw and SmackDowns, I actually have high hopes for what I'm going to see.
So there is light on the horizon. And that is good. Anything in particular we want to talk about here? Ratings of the shows, maybe?
Well, we will talk about all of them. I think we should get into that once
let's recap a little.
I actually should add... I'm going to steal this for a second.
Go ahead. I had one ratings. Note on it. So,
wait. Do you have all the ratings written up there?
Yeah, this goes back from the beginning of the year up to the 16th of July. So we need to add
while we're talking, could you look for a breakdown of what the main events were for those Raws? Like, you may not be able to find it, but
I'll take a look.
While we're discussing, if you can't find it, it's fine. That would just make the conversation easier to have.
Brock returns.
Super and Brock. We're making Brock a total asshole. I feel like that's the only way we're like they feel like we need to get Roman cheered, and the only way we're gonna do that is by Brock being a complete prick to everybody, including Paul Heyman.
Yep. Yeah.
I think they think that a lot of the reason people cheer Brock is because they're cheering Paul Heyman.
That's fair.
There's really somebody said for that is like, oh, people like Paul Heyman, so they're gonna cheer Brock.
Paul Heyman guy, you know. But Angle did good on Raw. Like, I was impressed. Like,
what were you impressed with?
Talking about, you know, he almost fired Heyman a couple times.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
And he does that thing. He actually shows up. Like, yeah. You know, he could tell it. It was there's a genuine feel that, like, what the fuck? Like, how am I supposed to put this show together without my champion?
Without a champion.
Yeah.
Because the overarching theme of the episode is that if Brock Lesnar doesn't come to the ring,
he's fired.
Paul Heyman is fired.
Yeah, pretty much. And
that said, I don't like Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
I like old Kurt Angle. I would like to know what happened to him. Why he can't talk anymore. I'm watching right now. Right now, where I'm watching a WWE like the old Raw and SmackDowns. Kurt Angle just won the WWE title from the Big Show, where they're both managed by Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's a beast on the mic. He's funny. He's charming. He's a good heel. He's just amazing.
He raps at one point.
He does. He does. And I don't know what happened.
So it sounds like, yeah, you like Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle in TNA was pretty okay.
He was all right.
When he came back to WWE, he doesn't sound the same. He doesn't talk the same. He's just, I don't know. I don't like it. And I haven't liked it.
I did. I liked it. I like having my Kurt Angle back.
I also don't like his son.
What?
Jason Jordan.
Wait for it. Nerd! Oh, it's been so
I've
long.
I've missed that so much.
There's a cloud of dust in here. Yeah. That has been so long since we've used that.
I hear he's ready to return.
I'm glad.
Sounds like the plan is
him and Gable coming back
It sounds like the plan is him and Gable. And I think that's a perfect decision. I think... American Alpha can reinvigorate the
needed.
Tag team.
Like, I'm not a huge American Alpha fan, but Raw needs a tag
You
team.
Haven't seen American Alpha in NXT. You don't get to talk about me anymore.
I've seen them on SmackDown.
They were another example of something that hit the main roster that just fizzled out.
Listen, Authors of Pain, The Revival, are fucking just...
I'm mad.
The B team.
Tell
me the good team. The Deleters of Worlds.
I like The Revival.
I do not like The Revival.
Authors of Pain, I felt like were pretty meh the whole way through.
Yeah.
American Alpha and The Revival both had some of the best tag team matches of this decade.
Ooh.
And I get you haven't gotten to
many. Marry them, Chad.
Because I don't think
you can't marry a tag team.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to marry. I don't think I'm allowed to marry five different guys yet.
We're working on it.
Trump is in office. That's definitely not happening anytime soon. But you get that passed, and I'll start buying wedding rings.
Okay. All right. And that was the day Trebuchet decided to run for president.
Jewelers will really appreciate the extra business.
Yeah.
Vote for me next time around because I'll be eligible. So. What else we got besides bad tag teams on Raw? What else we got? I only watched the 2-hour version of Monday Night Raw. I watched the Hulu cut. I didn't see the whole thing.
So we had the Ronda Rousey interaction. It was
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox beat Natalya.
Yeah.
with interference from Alexa Bliss, but basically the entire point of the match is basically
Ronda put Alicia, right?
Ronda tries to attack Alexa, ends up getting Alicia, which leads to, on this Raw that happened Monday, is Ronda Rousey's first match on Raw versus Alicia Fox.
Nice, and I'm going to tell you guys all about that SummerSlam Sunday.
Hell yeah.
And we got a big show coming
SummerSlam
up.
SummerSlam is this Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, how time flies.
No.
Next Sunday?
Yeah.
Just calm it down. Okay. The 19th. It's the 19th.
Yeah. I'm like, better not me. I'm ready for
it. It's going to be huge. We got a couple local stand-up comedians coming on the show.
It's going to be huge.
Huge, everybody.
It's gonna be, we're going to go over bigly. Yeah, we Iron Mike Bustler and Jordan Shaver.
They're coming Sunday. Out. Yeah. They're looking forward to it.
And not only that, we have...
To be quoting them, woo! That's how excited they are to be on this show. Direct quote.
The week after that, I think we have a special guest, too.
We do, too. Another local comedian, Mike Logan. Three claps for him coming in here. 1, 2, 3.
So, our episodes are about ready to get a lot funnier. There's going to be real comedians on here.
About to be straight fire on here.
I'm going
to
clean the house super hard for Mike Logan. I don't care about the other.
Fuck Jordan Shaver and Mike Bussler.
We are putting
out the cheese and crackers for Mike Logan.
I might get a plate. I don't know. I'm kidding.
Okay. Just so we're aware, if I come over to this house that Sunday and there's like advertising stuff from Mike Logan, you and I aren't talking.
I kind of want them. Shut up. I'll take advertisers anytime.
They're for everybody.
they're anytime. Like, come on.
All right.
SmackDown. Let's talk about SmackDown.
Women.
AJ. Samoa Joe.
AJ Samoa Joe.
Give me this match. I want it. SummerSlam,
they're
giving it to us.
I'm not super interested in the storyline aspect of this match. It's actually not that exciting.
Well, Samoa Joe wrote himself into this match. Like, was he supposed to be the actual number one contender?
Yeah.
We don't know.
He just signed
the
contract.
He choked AJ out.
But we're getting, like, Monster Samoa Joe, and, well, I like that character. I don't know that, like, the story aspect's been anything particularly great. I like that Samoa Joe character, and I think that Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, is going to be a match for the next
SummerSlam. I think that the WWE knows that. That most wrestling fans know these two have a history with each other.
Yeah.
And that feud builds itself, and there's a match along
the if you ranked your best workers currently in WWE, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles definitely have to be in your top 10, maybe even your top 5.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Seth
Rollins would be up there.
Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan.
Not recently. Daniel Bryan hasn't really put on any clinic matches. Like I don't know. What would you say Daniel Bryan's best match back so far was?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, didn't he have a match with Shinsuke that was pretty good? I feel like he wrestled Shinsuke on SmackDown that was pretty
good. The Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble match when he got all the chops and everything. Was that the world's greatest Royal Rumble?
The Greatest Royal Rumble was insane when he was back.
That was the best Daniel Bryan performance back.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about the big cast match. I was like, that wasn't
good. No.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan, Greatest Royal Rumble was definitely, he showed out for that. And,
I answered my own question. Yeah.
Check
that out on the WWE networking. That's the only thing you need to watch.
We're really starting to hint at Daniel Bryan, The Miz, getting a hold of each other for SummerSlam.
You think we're getting it SummerSlam?
I think we're going to get it for SummerSlam.
Finally gonna get it?
I'll say this. I think we're going to get it for SummerSlam, but I think it's going to be a non-finish. I think we're going to get the match.
The feud's going to continue.
I think we're going to get the match. I don't think that feud's getting blown off at SummerSlam. Hell in a Cell would be insanity.
Miz has nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. Like, Daniel Bryan finally gets him in a cage, and Miz is going to try and weasel his way out of here. You know, Maurice is going to try and unlock the door or something.
I feel like Miz could sell like that Hell in a Cell really well. Running. But I think
speaking of The Miz, he is putting in great work on SmackDown right now. Just talking people into this freaking feud.
SmackDown.
Still picking at Daniel Bryan.
Miz might be the best guy in the mic on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Who else?
Who else is it?
Who's even in the league of best talker?
Samoa Joe's good at talking, but he's not talking. He's not cutting long promos. He plays his character well, but he's not cutting big money promos. AJ also can cut
AJ
big money.
AJ can, but AJ isn't.
Can talk people into the book, but they're having... I like the AJ that I'm the workhorse. I'm not...
Yep.
I'm not here to do anything but to wrestle good matches and win.
I like Samoa Joe recognizing him as the true champion, the, you know, wrestling champion, because he
I think he's a great foil to Brock Lesnar in that I'm here every week, I'm wrestling great matches, I'm winning, I'm going to let that do the talking for me. Yeah, I don't need
you
to.
Can go ahead and have your beast over there. But I don't need. Here. I'd fight him and beat him too if he was here. Like,
I don't need.
I mean?
I don't need to cut 20-minute promos. I'm just here. I am. You know.
Yeah. It's got to be one of the women. Carmella would be.
Carmella's great on the stick.
Yeah. The best talker in argument.
We've got Ellsworth got fired a few weeks. Was it last week or week before?
I'm not buying it. The week before, but I'm not buying it. He'll be back. He'll be back at SummerSlam.
You think so?
I think he's gonna weasel his way back. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair to assume. And women, speaking of them, they're getting their own pay-per-view.
Called it.
Yeah. Like,
Evolution. You did call it.
Hold it.
Yes.
And wait, it's not till
October 28th.
We've got over 2 months.
Yep.
We may very well get those women's tag titles as well. Yeah. Like, I feel like we may very well be getting them.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
They're really putting Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan over as a team.
They're the best thing on Raw right now. Yeah, I said it. Come at me, Twitter. At Trebuchet, LOL. Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Riot Squad, best thing on Raw.
Morgan and Logan.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you feel about do you want Ruby Riot back too, right?
Like, yeah, I do, but I mean,
I'm living dangerously
over here, okay? Like, jeez.
Speaking of women's matches and calling things, you may remember a few episodes ago when, probably like 3 episodes ago, because it was like 4 weeks ago in real time, or 5 weeks ago, when Paige set up that match with the first match where they were like, okay, Carmella, you need an opponent. This is your match, and if she wins, she's your opponent. I'm like, she's going to win. It's going to be a triple threat. I don't know how it's going to be a triple threat, but it's going to be a triple threat, and now it's a triple threat match.
Okay, so we're talking about Carmella, Becky, Charlotte?
Yep.
That's what you're referring to.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, there was a lot of pronouns. There were no names in that sentence. There was a lot of he, she's, and names.
There was a long way to get to. I fucking told you so.
I may have said Carmella once. But
you started with
Becky.
You did not say Carmella.
Yeah, you vague guy strikes again, everybody. He'll be over here discussing things and peoples.
I've got the funny image of, like, the three silhouettes with the women's title over it. Like, someone versus someone versus someone in a triple threat match at SummerSlam. They're all Randy Orton. Do you remember that the silhouette? No, it's The Miz. The Miz was that silhouette for a long time. If you looked, that silhouette looked just like The Miz. Like, it had the hair and the face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm really pissed that this is a triple threat, though. I really want Becky to win the title. I feel like if not now, when? If you don't give Becky the title now, like,
I don't think Becky's. Getting the title. I think this is a way for Carmella to retain the title without doing too much damage to Becky or Charlotte, because they. Carmella is seen as the champion. She's a great heel, but they're not under the impression that we think she's like the best wrestler. She's the chicken shit heel. She's not winning.
She cut such a good promo on SmackDown.
She's a great target.
Like, oh my lord.
But she's not winning on her technical abilities or something.
She let the humanoids have it. I was so happy. I was just like,
so to have her win clean over Charlotte or Becky, it might do some damage to Charlotte or Becky, but if they're both in there tearing each other up, and then Carmella picks up the pieces, Carmella gets a heel rub, and neither of them take any damage. Like to think that the pay-per-view, we may get the
Four Horsewomen of MMA.
We may get that match.
People have been talking about that for a really long time. If neither Charlotte nor Becky win the title here, and then Sasha and Bayley on Raw end up meeting up, I can totally see.
I mean, Maria Shafer and Jessamyn Duke are both under contract currently.
Yeah.
The NXT Women's Champion is Shayna Baszler. Uh-huh. And Ronda's in the main. So they have all of them, and they're all being trained to work WWE.
Yep.
I think... That
have any of them made their debut on NXT or anything?
Shayna Baszler's the women's champion. So we have, the other two have not.
We've got two of the four.
Yeah, Shayna Baszler's NXT Women's Champion.
We got that big pay-per-view coming up. That would not be a terrible time to debut.
I think if not sooner. I think they may wrestle their first match there. But I think what's going to happen is that there's going to be friction between Charlotte and Becky, mm-hmm. and we're going to lead to friction between Sasha and Bayley. We talk about that situation too, and how angry that fucking situation makes me. Talk about that some more.
Why? Because you like Sasha so much?
Shut the fuck up. Just because you love Dolph Ziggler does not mean I love Sasha Banks.
That's exactly what that means.
Is it?
Sure. Yeah. Trebuchet's love for Dolph Ziggler equals Showtime's love for Sasha Banks.
I think that what they're going to do is have friction between all parties of the four horsewomen of wrestling.
Yeah.
But then show them come together to. They all hate each other.
Like, we're not
but they
along,
care
but
and they
like,
care enough about the sport that they're gonna team. And
I like that.
I think that's a great story. Like, yeah, we all hate each other.
Yep.
And then maybe it leads to some friction, which causes them to lose the match.
Next stop, War Games. Give me it. Give me four horsewomen.
Whoa! Oh my god!
Give me it. Come on, WWE.
Four horsewomen versus four horsemen in War Games.
That would be a really
war
good
games.
Like, do a
Give
War Games
me.
Match for the second
Women's Give it to
review.
Me.
I like that.
I know.
So, hey, we've been doing War Games in NXT a few times.
I know.
It's been going well. They have the
Bring
rings
it up
for
the main
it.
Roster. Like, come on now. Like, that would sell pay-per-views. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a WrestleMania match.
Oh, that's a good WrestleMania match. Yeah, it'll be a whole year like that.
It could be the main event anywhere. Anywhere. Like, right here. In this room. I don't care. Let's do it.
I mean,
let's
do it.
I feel like we don't have enough room for two rings in a cage.
Knock the house down. It's fine.
We have enough room on the property, potentially, yeah. So if we leveled everything.
Maybe take it to the Trebuchet compound. Anyways,
no, we can do War Games at the Trebuchet.
That's all for behind the paywall, though. What are we to here, Mustache? You got a bunch of numbers in front of you.
I do have some digits
at?
And some decimals, exactly.
Caricatures.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about ratings.
Ratings. Okay. We teased about it a little bit last full episode we had. Let's go into it. It came out of curiosity because we heard that the Raw ratings were historically low on July 9th.
July 9th. The lowest Raw rating...
Mm-hmm.
Outside of a like highly contested Raw.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Literally one of the lowest
like
Raws.
Monday Night Football's not.
Yeah, the lowest one. The lowest Raws.
Playoffs. The Bay or something.
Lowest
yeah.
Raw in 2020 that wasn't facing a sport like in fact, a lot of times they would beat that rating with Monday Night Football on if it wasn't a great game.
Yeah.
But yeah, big Monday Night Football game, some kind of sports final, or like a presidential debate.
Yep. Okay, so. Let's go back to the beginning of the year. And I find interesting about this is that it was actually kind of tight going into the beginning of the year. 2.87 versus 2.72 million for Raw and SmackDown, respectively. It should be noted, though, that the first two Raws of the year were going up against the college football playoffs, though.
That's very noteworthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that's a big game. And
a lot of times, Raw wrestling fans are also fans of other sports.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I am a big wrestling fan, also huge college football and football fan.
You might miss a Monday Night Football if your fantasies are settled. You'll not miss a college football playoff game.
Oh, no.
The other thing, too, is with DVRs and TiVos the way they are, is that a lot of people record wrestling and watch the sport. Because the next day...
Don't move, by the way.
The next day, you're going to hear about the football game. You need to see that live. Yeah. Raw can wait a day.
Yeah, just stay off of Facebook.
Yeah, stay off of Twitter and you're usually okay.
Yeah.
The following two Raws are the following few Raws are the highest Raws there from in a while. The next Raw on will that be the 15th of January, Martin Luther King Day then, was actually the first time they got above 3 million since Survivor Series, since the Raw for Survivor Series. So it had been a while. They were in
probably about
sub
about
three,
three, three, 4 months.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
and then the next Raw was Raw 25.
Okay.
So that's 4.5 3 million, which was
so,
like,
yeah, Raw,
in a long time.
Yeah, Raw 25 was
huge.
Big deal.
Is that the highest rating on here?
Yes, Raw 25 is the highest rated Raw.
They were
at two different locations.
Yeah, two different locations. They were.
The Undertaker was coming back.
Yep, no, they
teased everybody.
The Undertaker tease was a big deal because
JR and the King were back together.
they thought, a lot of people were anticipating that the Undertaker appearance was going to be a retirement. People thought Raw 25 is Undertaker's retirement, which I'm pissed it wasn't.
Yeah. You're also pissed it wasn't the WrestleMania. You're also pissed that
Yeah, I'm pissed. It wasn't the other time. Yeah, you're right.
You're also pissed
that
it wasn't this Raw.
You're right.
Yep, I'm on it. I got your back, man. I'm with you.
You know how this
I'm
works?
With you.
That said, on that Road 25, I was pumped that JR and King were there. That was amazing.
I love those guys. Really like, cool. we did a commentary of WrestleMania 19, and we talked about how JR and the King are just freaking amazing together. Like, awesome stuff. And then I think they got their own podcast now together.
Together? Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, there's at least one special.
Oh, I'm sure. The King has Dinner with the King, and JR has had a podcast for a while. They might have done one together.
Yeah, I believe it's something like that. So that'd check cool, them out. Yeah. Get some barbecue sauce, everybody.
So, every Raw after that, between WrestleMania and Raw 25, got between 3 and 3.4 million total.
Okay.
Whereas SmackDown, all the way leading up to Mania, within the 2.7s, 2.5s, 2.4s, WrestleMania happens. You got a 3.9 for Raw, which is the second highest rating of everything on here.
The WrestleMania, after the Raw after WrestleMania is always one of the biggest.
It's almost a pay-per-view. Yeah, exactly. How good it is.
That's arguably the best crowd they're going to have all year for anything.
The SmackDown after WrestleMania got 2.95. It didn't crack 3.
That's a big deal. Because
there's one that got close to meeting it, actually.
Carmella cashed the money in the bank there, didn't she?
Yeah, the thing that I remember about that SmackDown after WrestleMania, though, is that you have consumed so much wrestling at that point. Yeah. We're over. You've got
NXT.
You've got Hall of Fame Friday, because Hall of Fame used to be Saturday, but then when NXT started doing takeovers, it became Hall of Fame Friday.
Okay.
Hall of Fame Friday, NXT Saturday.
Yep.
So that's already 5 hours of wrestling.
WrestleMania
8 hours of wrestling.
WrestleMania Sunday.
And then
the Raw.
Three hours of Raw.
And then
two more hours on SmackDown. That's all. Like, people usually get. I don't have enough wrestling.
I probably didn't mention 1205 Live or anything like that. He's like, oh, fuck that shit. That didn't even happen.
Fuck it. Oh, fuck 205 Live. I want my cruiserweights on Raw.
I know you do.
Then Raw after, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks after, 5 weeks after WrestleMania, the first one of May dips. Significantly below 3 million. So they were all 3 million after a while.
Did you find a note on what might have happened that week at all?
No, not really. I can't think of anything major sporting-wise that would happen. It just, the trend goes down.
No, what I meant was, I'm trying to think of, something...
Oh, yeah, what happened
to... quick look. Because I feel like people wanted...
First one of May.
Yeah, people wanted...
The Roman Reigns, where people were starting to walk out.
Yeah, people. Yeah, this was getting to the point where people wanted Roman to win the title or get beat, but they wanted something else. In past that, Roman's just going to.
I like how the title of SB Nation's the Cage Sites Feast website, their summary for it is just weary. The title is weird. that's what we got to look at. It's just after there were Money in the Bank qualifying matches.
Okay, this is after Superstar Shakeup.
Yes, significantly. About 3 weeks later.
Okay.
Because it happened 2 weeks after Mania was Superstar.
Yeah, I'm
guessing. 3 weeks after that.
Okay.
Roman Reigns started the show.
Mm-hmm.
Triple Threat, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn. Balor in a promo.
Oh, I miss Sami Zayn. I want Sami Zayn back so much.
Sasha lost to Ember.
I know he's hurt right now, but
man, he's still having surgery.
He was just stuck in that garbage feud with Lashley.
Both of his shoulders were fucked. But yeah, he did definitely.
Sami Zayn. Three claps for Sami Zayn here, guys. 1, 2, 3.
Sami Zayn Lashley is going to win worst feud of the year.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of Bobby Lashley, he had that weird long that thing. You know
the sisters segment.
Yeah, the sisters segment.
Yep, that explains
up that people turned off their TV in droves for that.
Yeah, that was garbage.
So that's the thing, is I feel like people still kind of had the WrestleMania buzz.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then when Brock kept the title but wasn't on TV, and then the story, it never fails. Things are boring, but once it goes from boring to stupid, then the ratings taking it. Where the people are going, I'm suffering through this for something good to happen, and then it insults your intelligence. Fuck it. I'm done for a while.
Since then, I mean, we'll go into a little more detail about the more recent ones, but since then, they have not gone above 2.9 million since. So they have not been able to meet the week before that the rest of the year so far.
Lashley's sisters killed Raw's ratings. <Yeah.
laughs> SmackDown has been doing all... They dipped a little, but that was to be expected after WrestleMania. But they're still putting up decent numbers. 2.2s, 2.3s. A couple of 2.1s in here. Around 4th of July weekend, it started... The one before the 4th of July, on the 3rd of July, got 2.01. But I think that's a factor
You're 4th of July. You're,
exactly.
Whatever, if Raw or SmackDown is within a day or two of 4th of July, or any holiday, mm-hmm. That's a throwaway rating.
You can't really factor that in too much into what is going on with the show.
Do you believe they used to do Survivor Series on Thanksgiving night?
That's crazy.
I know, that's crazy.
Does that explain the gobbledygooker?
Yeah, actually.
Because that was on Thanksgiving.
But that was actually used to be a pretty common thing is Thanksgiving, or like even Christmas shows for big...
I'm doing my gobbledygooker impression. What?
Dolph Ziggler's funnier.
All right, well, here we go. He's right there. Talk now.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to clear him out. Yeah. No, it was a pretty famous thing where you would have Christmas Day shows and Thanksgiving Day shows for like big wrestling events, and they would sell out.
Ziggler sucks.
Yeah, no, I know. It used to be a lot more common, even with, like, in, like, the 80s and 90s. Or, I mean, the 80s and 70s. Like,
yeah, it was the 70s and 80s.
Football games would be scheduled on holidays, because they're like, well, we can get people to show up. We don't want to fucking do anything.
Yeah, no, they had days off.
Yeah.
My most memorable event during a holiday was the Raw where Stone Cold Steve Austin stunned Santa Claus. That was just, like, that's got to be in the conversation. Talk about that.
My favorite holiday episode was... It was the episode Daniel Bryan was heavyweight champ. It was basically all the fan favorites held titles. It was a New Year's Eve. I think it was either the 30th or the 31st December. Yeah. It was the last Raw of the year, and that's where they took a picture of Evan Bourne and Kofi were tag champs. Beth Phoenix was women's champ. Mm-hmm. CM Punk was WWE champ. Bryan was heavyweight champ. Cody Rhodes was Intercontinental champ. Like, it was just there's literally just it's a group photo of all those, like, all, like, the wrestlers. It was like, this is what wrestling champions should look because they're all good workers.
Yeah.
And the show closed with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, something else, where it was just, like, a great ending. Or no, it was Zack Ryder was U.S. champ. So it was CM Punk, John Cena, and... Zack Ryder closed the show.
Yeah.
But it was just like the most feel-good Raw ending I can remember.
That's awesome. Close second, though, in my holiday things. Turkey suit matches in TNA wrestling. Like, I love
turkey suit matches.
For Eric Young and Rudy coming out just challenging somebody to the turkey suit match. Like, it was always just entertaining. Please, if anything happens with Impact Wrestling, I just want the turkey suit match to live on. That's the only thing I want.
You need to start watching Impact again.
Yeah, what happened with Impact again? Did you stop watching?
They had their Slammiversary, but I didn't watch it.
Hmm. Yeah, we gotta...
Take a look at that.
I might have to bite... That's how it happened the first time, is I had to bite the bullet and wait for a few weeks.
Here's the thing,
Trebuchites.
I kind of started binge-watching NXT a little bit because my bitch card was called a couple of episodes ago.
I definitely called that bitch card.
And now, too, I'm glad 2015.
So, I stopped watching Impact Wrestling and started watching some NXT. So
I believe wholeheartedly once we start calling, like, once you get current with NXT, being able to talk about that is gonna be great.
That's fine. Well, you got to start watching Impact then. I'm gonna start binge watching NXT,
I gotta get something to watch it on.
We'll figure it out.
I'll find a way.
All right. What was I gonna say? Oh, you're actually to the point in NXT now where we started doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, see the first episodes of this podcast were, like, mid to late 2014. So
I'm going to start lining them up.
Yeah. Patty
going to be telling Jordan to shut up.
Yeah, Patty and Jordan, Patty's boyfriend at the time, Jordan was watching NXT really heavily. She was watching it with him occasionally, but not really keeping too much attention to it. So almost half the podcast was in tune with the NXT
Was that the one that she said reminded you of her? Or he reminded you of him?
Yeah, that is
very
true.
Shortly thereafter, he was gone.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds right.
Good.
I can't wait for NXT TakeOver coming up.
Yeah, me neither. What are we in, like? We just got to know our Evolution. What's the next one coming up?
Our Evolution.
I know, that's crazy.
Check out
Showtime's Taking a Walk, everybody.
The latest episode of the Totally Awesome Trebuchet Awards.
Yes, do that. It's on there. Jordan Schaefer's on there. Yes, special guests. And we are releasing.
We have a trivia contest. A certain member of this podcast wins. We're going to see who.
Yep.
It's me.
And we're also releasing the cover for the comic book for the Grand Rapids Griffins. Yes. Big deal. Totally awesome Trebuchet Awards. That is my show.
Yes.
And while you're on there, just go ahead and donate to my NWA.
I
mean,
the next.
GoFundMe, because, you know, I want to be your next NWA champion.
Okay.
AJ, Double J, Trebuchet. Sounds so good together. Let's make it happen, Trebuchets. Welcome back, Showtime. How does it feel now that you're back?
AJ, Double J, Vajayjay.
Oh, man, those are all my favorite things.
Yeah. See, I walked into that. That's my fault. Yeah.
So then we get near the territory of the historically low one on the 9th of July. The SmackDown after that got within 280,000 people of surpassing it. No surpassings. And the whole,
my question is,
the closest ones actually were the ones in the very beginning.
Did you say SmackDown did surpass that?
No surpassing.
What was the SmackDown rating?
280,000 away. So it was 2.18 million.
Was that Samoa Joe, AJ?
How aligned are you?
So that
SmackDown, is that pretty much in line with the other SmackDown ratings?
Yeah.
So SmackDown really didn't take a hit. Raw took the hit.
Raw took the hit, and SmackDown just stayed.
I think that
this is a minor hit, but sure. I feel like that's related to WrestleMania ending and the season.
My point is that I think it's a testament that people are tired of Raw's product, but SmackDown has been SmackDown has been the better show. Yeah. The thing is that SmackDown doesn't quite have the name that Raw. Raw's been around forever.
Raw people is more, the flagship show. Yeah, I'm doing air people, quotes. You can't see that.
The interesting thing I find is that this Raw three-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to average all the viewership for the amount of time. It's until 11:05. SmackDown's end at 10.
Mm-hmm.
More people, TV ratings in general, are stronger earlier in the day because more people are awake.
Mm-hmm.
So even if Raw was losing by like a 2%, 3%, I would still say it's like more popular still because
people are up. What I mean is it's a testament that mm-hmm. SmackDown has stayed consistent when Raw's taking the hit.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Because I think that Raw's always going to be more popular because more people are just going to, they think WWE, they think Raw. That said, I think that it's because SmackDown's been the better product. People that are watching SmackDown are watching it every week. Where people that are, there are more people watching Raw, but those numbers vary greatly because, well, Raw was terrible last week. We're not going to watch it this week. Where people go, oh, Raw, if you're watching SmackDown, you're watching it every week.
Yep.
And I can honestly say I have paid far more attention to SmackDown over the past few months than I have to Raw.
No, it's like I was saying. I watched the 2-hour version of Raw this weekend. I don't feel like I missed a damn thing.
No, I've literally, you and I have talked about
like,
it.
I may have missed an Elias song. I may have missed a tag match.
No tag matches in the 2-hour cut, was there?
No.
Yeah.
I think the tag division is garbage. No, there was a women's tag match.
Okay,
I think Sasha and Bayley did something.
Yeah.
But like, it's just garbage.
I've gone a few weeks where I've missed all wrestlings. I've been super busy, and I've gone like, oh, what did I miss on Raw? Oh, a Roman Reigns promo where they made him look tough, and fans hated it, and Brock Lesnar wasn't there. What did I miss on SmackDown? Well, this happened. This league, a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
SmackDown. Oh, Randy Orton's doing a cool thing.
Randy Orton's rolling Jeff Hardy over.
Getting beat to shit. Yeah, and
which we need to talk about a little bit here. Jeff Hardy's getting rolled over here.
Carmella's doing cool stuff. It's like, I feel like if you miss SmackDown, you are missing things. Mm-hmm. Raw has been the same episode for 2 months.
So, Showtime.
Yeah, what's that?
Looking back at Raw 5 years from now, you think we're going to be talking about SmackDown heavily? And we're going to be talking about...
Go back
to the best things of 2018.
Okay.
Best matches of 2018. What do you talk about so far?
Okay, so 5 years from now, we're talking about 2018.
What do we need to see?
If we're talking about the best...
Some kid just comes up to you and goes, hey, what was it wrestling like in 2018?
Generally, matches are going to be in pay-per-views, but...
I think that we're going to talk about... Daniel Bryan coming back.
Yep. Definitely.
Daniel Bryan coming back and like what a big deal that was.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this Miz Bryan feud is going to be something that we're going to talk about for a long time.
This has a lot of potential.
It's been a slow burn for years.
Yep.
I think that we're going to be talking about Miz and Bryan for a long time. We're going to be talking about Asuka and that streak.
Yep.
I think a lot of it will be like talking about women.
Yeah, no, I think...
it changes because of the new pay-per-view and all that.
That we will be talking about Ronda Rousey, so that'll be on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think that Asuka is also going to be mentioned in the stuff she's done with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be on SmackDown. What else? I think what happens now greatly depends where the next call-ups go.
Because yeah. But you can't discount Alexa Bliss, though. Alexa Bliss has fought all the odds and been champion for a long time.
Alexa Bliss...
she is the ultimate underdog. She is this generation's Trish Stratus.
She is the best example of someone that was good in NXT that got better on the main run. She's what the NXT process should be. They brought her in. Mm-hmm. They gave her a character. She played face heel. She got popular. They put her on the main roster, and she shot up into Infinity. You don't want people to reach their peak in NXT, and Alexa Bliss did not. She did fine in NXT. When she hit the main roster, they lit a fire over the top.
Bam, right to the top.
So I think that we'll talk about her. My hope is that we're going to talk about Roman Reigns doing something really interesting. And that'll happen on Raw, but I really think that this Roman Brock just over and over and over again thing.
I think it'll be noted.
It's so stale. I think we're going to know that, like, the main event of Raw, like the main storyline of Raw for so long, was just Roman being shoved down our throats.
Yeah, like I may
Raw, I may point what to happened the last on Raw, episode of Raw. Ronda Rousey showed up. That's what happened. Like
Ronda Rousey is the most interesting thing happened to Raw.
That's the way we would explain it. Like, Ronda Rousey showed up. You should have watched SmackDown.
Honestly, I think we talked about saving Raw and stuff. I honestly think that Raw could turn itself around. Reasonably,
they've got the talent.
What I mean is that I think that, like, without really doing anything crazy,
they've got Kevin Owens, they've got Braun, they've got talent. Like,
without doing anything crazy, if we just found something for Roman to do that wasn't just endlessly chase Brock Lesnar, who's not there, Raw would get better. Yeah. I think Roman Reigns chasing a guy that isn't on TV most of the time is just making Raw so stale.
Yeah,
you're watching Roman Reigns, a guy you don't let shadow box.
Mm-hmm. No, I think what happened on last Raw, last Raw we saw, is noteworthy. It'd be like, oh yeah, remember that time when Brock got so dumb being there that he just started reading magazines in the back?
No, that's funny. That's a great fucking meme. That's a great meme. I want to know if anybody has put him reading the Sable Playboy yet. That's the meme. If that's not out there, we need to make that.
Go, before we leave for comedy tonight, I need you to look for that.
Find that at Trebuchet LOL. I'm going to definitely tweet that out.
There was the Nintendo Power.
The Sable Playboy is the one.
The one I really liked is it's Brock reading the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Please don't hurt me, Brock Lesnar. Please don't. I'm more afraid of him than my sister.
I want one where Brock Lesnar is reading Monster at the end of the book, and at the end, Braun Strowman's there. If we're making Brock Lesnar reading children's books.
That's great.
Everybody poops. That's what I'm reading.
Everybody poops. Oh, man.
We should maybe get this going.
Yeah. Like, are we two final thoughts here, guys? Did we make it that far yet?
We've got to be getting there.
Let me see where we're at here.
I think
47. We got 10 more minutes of crap here. All right. Let's just talk about Jeff Hardy getting killed real quick.
Yeah.
Because he's getting rolled over.
He's getting killed.
And, Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura are both, like, beating the shit out of him.
They're basically having a kick the shit out of Jeff Hardy contest.
Yes, pretty much is what it is right now.
I keep thinking that Jeff Hardy's just going to be gone and they're going to give him time off, but like he keeps coming back.
He's on SmackDown every week. I kept thinking he was hurt, and now I'm just thinking that. They're just beating the shit out of him because he got caught with that drug stuff.
He is hurt. That's the thing, too. I feel like they would be giving some time off to nurse that injury. Nope. Like, after he took that beating where Randy Orton pounded his head against the stairs and pulled on his ears.
I thought that was the end of it.
I thought, like, all right, well, Jeff Hardy's going to be gone for a few weeks. And then Jeff Hardy came back the next week, and Randy Orton beat him up some more.
Took the face paint off.
Yeah, like, they have to be writing Jeff Hardy off TV, and they keep coming back. And, all right, when's Jeff going to get his comeback, and Randy Orton just keeps kicking the shit out of him.
I really want him to become Willow. That's what I want to happen here. That would be the best thing for SmackDown.
I hope that if Jeff Hardy turns into Willow, that like the ratings drop the next week.
I don't need Will-O-the-Wisp on my...
The only thing the I like... The only thing I like less than Will-O-the-Wisp, the Spider-Man villain, is Will-O-the-Wisp, the wrestler.
Oh, come on. It was good. It was good. It was so
I did pop when they threw Jeff Hardy in, like, the Lake of Rejuvenation, and he came out as Will of the Wisp.
Come on. Yeah, no,
that was fun. That was funny.
Come on.
I don't want him on my TV.
I do.
But I
want him taken out. I want him crushing the stale chips.
This was a funny...
That's what I want him doing.
Speaking of stale chips, I believe Dale Chips has left us.
Yeah, Dale Chips has left the booth, everybody. I don't know. What were we talking about? That made him leave.
Maybe I mentioned that he can't make me like Sasha Banks.
Oh, no. I mentioned that. I don't think he did yet.
Okay, wait.
But
he cannot make me like Sasha Banks and Anna Kendrick.
No matter what.
By the way, fuck the Sasha Bailey thing. I hate it.
Why?
Team boss hug can... I
no, the fan... I'm not mad at Sasha Bailey. I'm mad at the Humanoids for coming up with such a bad name. Okay? If there's anybody to blame, it's the Humanoids. Be real here.
The Sasha and Bailey are Humanoids? Fight me.
I don't want to. I agree with you half. I'm not going to tell you which half. Stay tuned to the Undisputed Podcast of the World to figure out which one of Sasha and Bailey I think is a humanoid.
Why were you using your morning zoo voice?
I don't know. It just fell right. It, you know, come back later, everybody. We're going to have tons of stuff for you on the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
All right. Well,
we talk about the wardrobe malfunctions in pro wrestling. We will talk about elections held in pro wrestling and funerals held in pro wrestling.
Katie Vicks.
When did this just turn into Trebuchet doing a radio voice?
It just happens.
It comes and goes. This is what happens when you leave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It turns into morning zoo. Chris Goode, final thoughts.
Yeah, here we go. He wrote him down.
This guy's a comedian at heart.
WWE Experience. What is it? I don't know what it is. I just saw it.
WWE Experience?
Yeah,
WWE Experience used to be a recap show on Saturday mornings on USA.
Saturday morning recap.
Oh, show. That. It was like
live. Ivory and Ivory would host it, and she'd usually, some of the coach was on there, some of Todd Grisham was on there.
It was just pretty much a recap of everything that
happened. Yeah, it was funny because it wasn't always, I was listening to Jim Cornette talk about it recently. It was a lot of different things. Like, at first it was like kind of like a shoot, sort of like behind the scenes thing, and then it turned into a recap. Show.
Okay.
But yeah, it was actually before when I started watching wrestling, I could watch Raw, but I couldn't watch SmackDown because I couldn't get UPN.
So you would watch that.
That's the only way I knew what was happening on SmackDown was I would watch WWE Experience.
Gotcha.
Funny enough. That's the only way I knew Ivory was too, because she had retired from the ring.
She
was in some of the wrestling.
I'm older than you are, but I had seen her.
I hadn't seen her at that point. I was just getting into it. But I'd seen her in some of the wrestling games, but I hadn't seen her wrestle because she was doing commentating.
Cool. And there probably were some people that didn't have like the internet to get recapped that way. If they
went definitely. It was still 2000.
Yeah, 2003, 4, 5.
Five. Yeah, yep. It was.
The internet was picking up speed, everybody. Yeah. Cell phones were a thing. Everybody and their brother had a razor. final thoughts, showtime.
So I'm pretty excited for the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, finals going to be held at the Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's looking stacked this year. They announced the announced team. Last year, it was JR and Lita. Mm-hmm. I was a big fan of JR. I think Lita is a subpar commentator.
Mm-hmm.
I think she led some great, she had great experience. She's just not a great talker. Like, I wish she had good things to say. She just didn't translate well.
If you could put a WWE legend on commentary, who would it be?
Any legend. I'm going to get back to you next week.
Okay.
I'm going to give that some thought.
That's fair. That's fair.
Good-ass question. I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the announced team is Michael Cole,
mm-hmm.
Beth Phoenix, who I'm pissed about because Miserable in the Mixed Match Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But Renee Young is
I was going to say, we're going to get Renee at least.
Yeah, that was the thing. During the Mixed Match Challenge, I kept saying, why do we have Beth? Renee is great.
Yeah, Renee is great.
So we're getting both, and I'm going to call that a week.
That's good.
So I'm looking forward to that, and that announced team should be good. I really hope Renee gets more commentating.
Yeah, jobs. They got enough people in the back asking questions.
Well, Charlie Caruso is doing way more of the backstage stuff.
Yeah.
Call me Charlie Caruso. I do believe that because of how generic the announced team seems, I think
it sounds dumb, but even a female voice is enough to just make it sound different.
Yeah.
That I hope Renee has a good showing during this, and then maybe they go, we're going to throw one of the guys on SmackDown commentary, one of the four of them whose names I refuse to remember. and, you know, Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Renee Young can talk. I'd listen to that.
There you go. Yeah. Sounds good.
By the way, Corey Graves is still the most successful man with a neck tattoo. I want to tell him that, but he won't. I know he won't take that.
I believe this is the episode that we're going to get beat up for sure. Mm-hmm. I believe we made enough people mad that somebody's going to get beat up, if not all of us.
It's a compliment. I know if I tweet at Corey Graves, hey, you're the most successful man with a neck tattoo, he's going to be mad, and I don't mean it that way.
You're like, compliment!
That's a compliment.
Stop hitting me!
Yeah. Don't block me, goddammit. Final thoughts, Trebuchet.
Liv Morgan, direct message me at Trebuchet, LOL. We can live dangerously, live free, live large, if you will. Hey-o.
Buddy, I've got condoms in my wallet. Don't live dangerously.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just, you know, doing my thing. Look forward to SummerSlam coming up.
Yeah.
Totally stoked. Samoa Joe, AJ. Gonna be huge. We're gonna have a whole cast of characters up in here.
I'll be good.
Like, it's gonna be amazing. Rib Fest is happening. We didn't mention that yet. Yeah, ribs are gonna be falling off the bone. And I am just gonna be loving life. I'm gonna get second place in that because I'm the shit.
We also have one more big event coming up after that, don't we?
Is that GR Comic Con? Filled out the application. And they will get back to us at their earliest convenience. Please hold.
Well, our call is very important.
It is very important to them, but we are definitely going to be a part of that, running around with cameras, microphones, and a panel, if we can help it. A motherfucking fan panel. The mustache.
The Undisputed Podcast of the World presents the Undisputed Panel of the world.
It's happening.
Ding, ding, ding.
Saturday. I had to say it three times just because, you know, it's important. But we'll be back at you guys. Look for those other two match commentaries. Born to be Wired.
If we can fucking find
it. I have it on DVD. Okay. I have it on DVD.
That is not on the network. That was a hiccup.
Also, Sami Zayn versus Antonio Cesaro.
Two
out of three falls on NXT. It is a classic wrestling match. That is the mustache. That is showtime. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Can I have my quarters now?